Just one halakha regarding this year's situation of Erev Pesach falling out on Shabbat. Since that is the case, halakha says that on Friday night, the Friday night before the night of the Seder, one must have bread during the Friday night meal, since bread is still permissible. And therefore, the halakha writes Maran in Siman Taf Mem Dalid, that after one burns the Hametz on Friday, he must leave enough bread that he can have for the Seudah of Friday night and for the Seudah of Shabbat morning. However, he should not leave really more than that, because then he's going to run into problems of keeping Hametz in his house, and he's going to have to get rid of it on Shabbat. So one should keep really the minimal amount of Hametz that's possible. That's why the proper thing would be to do is that the Friday night dinner would really be a kasher la Pesach dinner, made in the kosher of a Passover pots, with everything really kasher. Just you save two pieces of bread on the side in order to make the hamotzi. It would be proper to use probably pita bread, because it makes less crumbs, and therefore to buy a package of pita bread before Shabbat, use two on Friday night. It would be also proper to cover the table during the hamotzi, so none of the crumbs go on the table, just to play it safe. Make the hamotzi after kiddush, eat the bread, finish it, and then uncover the table. Take a tablecloth, uncover the table, and then eat the rest of the seudah. Again, because we want to also be considerate to our wives that prepared the house for a month already before Pesach, not to come and eat the hametz all over the table and the crumbs. They'll get them very concerned, very, very mad. So therefore, we should have the consideration also, even though technically it's only crumbs and it's batel, but we should be considerate in that case. Cover the table, eat your bread quickly, the shiur, and then the same thing would apply on Shabbat morning. The custom usually is to pray early in the morning that Shabbat. They pray either Netzach Hamah or first Minyan, and then they go home and have a early morning lunch before the time of Isur, with the same procedure. Take the another two loaves of bread, you make the hamotzi, you eat it. Again, it's usually a kosher of a Passover lunch, because no one's going to eat hametz at that time now. It's too confusing. Cover the table so the crumbs don't go anywhere. After Birkat HaMazon, it would be proper to rinse one's mouth out, just in case there's some pieces of bread that are lodged in between his teeth or his gums, etc. Even if a person wants to brush his teeth, for example, according to some poskim, you can even use toothpaste. According to others, you shouldn't. But according to all poskim, let's say, without toothpaste, one can brush his teeth thoroughly in order to make sure that there's no hametz of the bread stuck in his teeth. And then he would be able to take the leftover hametz that he has, whatever the crumbs in the bag or whatever he has left. If he wants to flush it down the toilet, that would be proper. Or he wants to throw it in the garbage that he has and discard of the garbage. You either get it outside of the house, put it in the garbage cans, and then he makes the kal hamira. And at that point he makes the declaration that all the hametz that he saw or he didn't see, that he got rid of or that he didn't get rid of, so the declaration of the bitul hametz is made Shabbat morning after the early breakfast. Then he makes bitul, then officially the hametz becomes forbidden until the end of the holiday.